Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. We're on the second part of the first Maimer in the Sefer Darchei Na'om by the current Sanam Rebbe. We're on page Nun Beis, if you have the Sefer. Ki Oza Kama V'Sa'ava. Mikoach HaShabbos Nitan La'Gila Dargos Kavos Ba'Avas Hashem. Through the power of Shabbos, a person is able to reach very high levels of Avas Hashem. Ad HaDargah HaYeliyona Sha'alea Kasav HaRambam V'Ketad Ya'ava Ru'uya Hushiyavis Hashem Ava Gdul Yisira Azamod Ashtiya Kishua Ba'avas Hashem Venimsa Shoga Batamid Be Mishito Be Mikumo Be Mishar Shu Ochel Vishota. Right, so what's the Rambam saying there in Hilchos Tshuva? Right, again, before that, through Shabbos, says the Sanhedrin, you're able to reach high levels of Avas Hashem. What's the highest level of Avas Hashem? It's how the Rambam described in Hilchos Tshuva, where you love Hashem so much that you're completely connected to Hashem. And v'nimtza shoga batamid, you're constantly just thinking about Hashem. Whether you're sitting or standing, no matter what you're doing, you're constantly thinking about Hashem. That is the highest level of avas Hashem. Right? When you love something, you kind of become obsessed with it, right? So, is this the Rambam's describing this like obsession with Hashem. Darga zo shadam eino mesiach hasdaito min ahava. This level that a person never removes their mind from this love, they're always thinking about it. Shayachas an shemayla miyuchadim shemiyuchadim. Only like specific certain individuals are able to have this level of love constantly. Not everybody can reach that level. The Rambam says, this is a very high level to reach. And not everybody can reach that level. Right? Avram Avinu was able to reach that level. Obviously, Avram was a tzaddik shebetzaddik. So it's hard to reach that level. But on Shabbos, we're able to reach that level. V'chinyesh od tziyurim b'sifri ha-kadmonim al-dargas ha-ilayos ha-ava. And the other classical works of Jewish thought from the Rishonim describe this level of love. Shanashim rigilim ein lahem shayichas aleihem. Right, this, the regular people like us can't really reach those levels. But achein b'koach haShabbos through Shabbos yachol kol Yehudi lizchos shayichas kol shilu dargos elu. Right, but on Shabbos I have a shayichas to these levels. I can reach a taste of these levels, a glimpse of these levels. V'zeh ma'amar Zohar Kadosh says the Zohar Kadosh. Hi Yoma, this day, Yoma dinishmasin iyu v'lav Yoma digufa. Right, it's a day of the neshama, and not a day of the body. A Shabbos for Yom Shakul neshama v'lav Yoma digufa klal. It's a totally spiritual day. Right? That's why people say Shabbos is a day of rest, so I should sleep for 6 hours. Chas v'shalom. Shabbos is a day of rest for your neshama, and your neshama is at rest when it's learning Torah. So yes, you should definitely, right, halachically maybe, you're supposed to take a nap on Shabbos, right? It's part of Onik Shabbos. You're supposed to take a nap on Shabbos. And like Rav Kook made sure to take a 15-minute nap on Shabbos so that he'd be able to fulfill the obligation to take a nap on Shabbos. But again, the Zohar says it's a Yom HaDinishmasin Iyu V'Lav Yom HaDegufa. It's a day of the Neshama. So if it's a day of the Neshama, when is your Neshama at rest? Not when you're sleeping, when you're learning Torah. So it's very important to have like a Shabbos book, a book that you read on Shabbos that you really enjoy learning. Because that's when your Neshama is really at rest. And that's what it means the Shabbos is a day of rest. Again, it's a Yom HaDinishmasin Iyu V'Lav Yom HaDegufa. It's about your Neshama. Right, says the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Right, for love is as strong as death, and its flashes are flashes of fire from the frame of Hashem. Right, this language of love is death, love is passion, love is powerful. This powerful love. So, but what does love have to do with death? What does that mean? Right, what does that mean?
Mahi Ava Aza.
The puzzle's coming to tell us, define what does it mean to have this Ava Aza, this powerful, strong love. Ava Aza hi kamavis. Kimo adam meish shako yinavitrachegup betayim etso. Right, when someone dies, so there's no more physicality. All the physicality is batal. They're not hungry anymore, they're not thirsty anymore, they're not tired anymore. It's irrelevant to them, right? So too, there's a certain kind of love that you feel where just like everything else is irrelevant. I'm just thinking about the person. Right, so on Shabbos, we're able to reach a level for Hashem, where it doesn't matter how hungry I am, or thirsty, or tired I am, it's irrelevant. So it's totally bata. Like, all I'm thinking about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach b'shah shetakvul adam ava aza kol chiyuso nistunor ach v'rak lo ava so. When a person is in this intense, passionate love, all of his life is just focused on that. V'choshar dvarim chus v'mena b'telim etso, and everything else is irrelevant. V'en lo kol inya mitzorach b'am. I don't need any of those things. It's like nothing to me. This is what it means when the Zohar says that Shabbos is the day of the neshama, not the day of the body. Makedes ba'avos shel Shabbos. Umavada eino chai b'shum devar. On Shabbos, you can reach a level where nothing else matters except for the love of Hashem. Right? The love of Shabbos, right? We said in the previous section that the or of Shabbos is a sense of love. So when I have Shabbos, I'm able to tap into that love of Hashem, where just like everything else is irrelevant to me. I have no desire to go on my phone to go watch something on Shabbos. I have no desire to go do something that's not on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm totally just with Hashem right now. I'm totally in love with Hashem, and everything else is completely irrelevant. I'm so in love, I'm so enraptured by Hashem that just all this like gashmius means nothing to me. As Maimer Chazagvar and Ksuba says, Meisper of Shabbos. Someone passed away and never Shabbos. Siman Yafala, it's a good sign for him. So it says about Shem Tov HaKadosh. Mi Yishos Etz Asmo B'Erev Shabbos K'meis. If on Erev Shabbos you consider yourself like a mace, where all of the physicality again is completely batal, means nothing to me. Shukon Yiske Ya'olam Eino Min Yanimo Sokla. To do a better job of reading that word. Right, for all the physicality in the world means nothing to me. Hare zeh siman yafilo. It's a good sign for him. It means you're going to accept upon Shabbos upon yourself properly. The Kach Mitzar Sefer HaMaspik. Sefer HaMaspik is, I believe, the Sefer that the Rambam's son wrote. It's a Musar Sefer. It's like the purple one from Feldheim. Es achasin amagiyah b'Shabbos la'avas Hashem shukas elchai mina kazo. There was a chassid who felt such an impassionate love for Hashem on Shabbos. Shafil ivre gufo tovimis mizunam inamargish rav. His body wanted food, but he didn't care. He didn't feel the hunger because he was totally just in love with Hashem. Bios nafsho medushenes mimash shalab bechalka. His neshama was happy with what it had. He didn't need anything else. He didn't need the food. Vakos mitabki malos novu tafos perishavav lishmeim. And all these different noises were going on around him, but he was totally just, again, totally batel. Nothing mattered. He wasn't paying attention to anything. Just his sense of love for Hashem. Veinav nafos al chazyono shamamish. And he was having these visions. They felt really real. So again, this person is just totally, totally taken over by this love of Hashem. Totally taken over. Zeud siur shel ava azah kamavis. This is what it means to have this sense of ava. So gabi kol davar acher hu kamis. Regarding everything else, it's like I'm dead. It means nothing to me. It's irrelevant. Hu chai rakis ava Hashem v'chol davar acher zlaso eino chai. All he cares about is the love of Hashem, and everything else is relevant to him. That's why it's important. Shabbos is really, we think of Shabbos at the end of the week. Shabbos at the beginning of the week, because it's important for us to take chizuk from Shabbos to remind ourselves on Shabbos. All that matters to me is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. All that matters to me is serving Hashem in Torah and mitzvos. When I get back into the regular weekday, so I kind of forget my priorities. So on Shabbos, I have such this passionate sense of love for Hashem, so that I take that love with me throughout the week, so that I remember that really no matter what is going on, all that matters to me, ideally, is serving Hashem. The words of the Zohar, that Shabbos is a day of Neshama, not a day of Guf, was not said to the Melachim. Who is it said to? Elul Amikad Sheshvi, it was said to us. Right? The Torah is relevant. This is relevant to us. It's speaking to us. The Kasher Yehudi Oved Es Avoda Shel Shabbos Minochidiyah Shel Shabbos Hu Yom Ahava. When a Jew does the Avoda of Shabbos, through the knowledge that Shabbos is a day of love, Ve'odeh Sheish Ba'ava Gavoa Ma'al Gavoa Ad La'ava Kaz Aza Kamavis. That there's these deep, intense levels of love that you can reach through Shabbos. Einenu muvka legamri madrega zo. He's not completely beyond this level. He can access it. But what happens? Ela shekein darko shel yetzahara la'asit es da'as ha'adam kilu ze begeder gdolos atam mevakesh. Becomes yetzahara and he's like, no, you can't reach these lofty levels. Do you know what you just did this past week? Do you know what you're dealing with? You know what you're struggling with? You can't reach these levels. You have no sheikhs to these levels. What do you mean you can reach all these lofty levels of love of Hashem and all these things? Do you know what you're doing this past week? Who are you? But the truth is, Hashem gave us Shabbos. And if Hashem gave us Shabbos, it means the holiness of Shabbos and the love we can experience in Shabbos is relevant to us, no matter what the Yetzirah says. Yes, there are many different levels of love that you can experience on Shabbos. You may not be able to reach all of them, but you can reach high ones. If you work hard and you prepare for Shabbos, which is what we're doing, we're learning about Shabbos, hopefully, Bezras Hashem, five times, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, five times a week. We're learning it 5 times a week, right? Preparing ourselves for Shabbos. When you prepare for Shabbos, you take Shabbos seriously, and you create a vessel to receive the aura of Shabbos, so you'll be able to reach these levels. Right? But if you work hard, you'll be able to reach these levels. Kiyaza kamam z'ava. This strong, powerful love. To shake off all of the physicality that I've experienced throughout the week and have none of it be relevant on Shabbos and just have a day of spirituality. Again, Yoma Dinishmasa, Velav Yoma Degufa. Kazo Haisa Dimusa Shabbos Eto Chasid De Kamai. Right, and this is what Shabbos used to be like, and what ideally it is. Kifishaya Metair, Adunia Vi Moran, Adunina Marina Verabinu, Zechusa Genalinu. I believe he's referring to the Nesiv Shalom, Esa Chasidim Min Ador HaKodem, who's his father. Esa Chasidim Min Ador HaKodem, right? The previous generation, the Shabbos used to have, they used to be on fire with Hashem. Beza Otzma Hirbem Ora Shabbos, this great light of Shabbos was with them and it enlightened them. Kosu Chasidim Baranovich Shahaya Bal Yisrim Gadol. There was this Chasid who suffered, he went through some suffering. Hu Chai B'Dagachos Nara Ach Seor Panav, his Kalef Metet Tozana. Right, this person who like his skin was hurt because of malnutrition, and he wasn't healthy, and he went through a lot of suffering. He had a son who wasn't really sane, but he struggled. He had a lot of suffering and struggling. But on Shabbos, what would happen? His face was totally different. He had a Shabbistic face. Shabbos was beautiful. Shabbos, there was no suffering at all anymore because everything was irrelevant. Because it was Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, it was Zev Hashem, a day full of love. Kilu kibo panim chadashos for chadash, and it was as if on Shabbos he received a new face, a new skin. Taimi b'chol adoros hayu chasidim shalatu be'esh kodesh b'Shabbos mevoa v'atzeso. It used to be that on Shabbos people would just become on fire with the love and passion for Hashem, and they would look different, right? Their faces would look different on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here, and Bezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.